Tuesday, May 21st, 2019. We are now adjourned out of executive session.
I don't want to be too close, so I think the only one coming back in is Carrie with your dinner.
I got to finish up.
But I have to use the restroom.
Reports. Are you inviting the public back?
If there are anybody left. I think, I don't know, Sharon's still here?
Was today? Was today election?
Yeah.
We're coming to that now.
Yep.
The Aubrey.
Sharon's here. I mean, there ain't two words to be said.
You probably want to do it anyways, Roy, because it's going to be on record.
Pardon me?
It's going to be on audio, so you probably want to say what you're going to say.
Put your two words in.
No matter if Sharon's here or not, because it's going to be on audio.
Okay, yeah, I want to.
Yeah.
I never want to. Right.
Google election results. Don't make any weird faces, I'll just Google.
What did you say was happening?
And it was just Carrie out there, by the way.
What's that?
No one else was out there, it's just Carrie.
In the basement.
Oh, Carrie, where's she at?
She's coming out, they're coming in.
Home, where?
They haven't told me yet. But it's not going in the channel.
Yeah, I have a body built for it.
Hey, good.
Good, how are you?
Hey, I need a new spring for my little plunger gun shooter you got me.
You do too much shooting.
These things go like this, huh?
How beautiful.
I have worn that, shot the nurses, I shot the doctors. I mean, it's just, that thing is wore plum out, but it got a lot of good. There were some students, they had some students come in, they were watching me do my wound change. And I had that little shooter gun right down by my side, I poked it out the side, and shot that gal in the leg, and she jumped back, she didn't know why.
Your shooter gun.
Oh,
which one?
Your shooter gun,
okay.
Which one?
I need a new spring for it, spring's not strong anymore.
But did you shoot the nurse? Good man.
Okay, is everybody ready? Okay, we're adjourning back into regular public session of our meeting, Tuesday, May 21st, 2019, at 8:23 p.m. We're going to go into commissioners' comments. Ken?
It's cold. I love the agendas, all the effort you guys are putting into making these packages as simple as simple, where we can read them quickly and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and also,
well, the report also, lots of comments on things are getting cleaner and cleaner. I even heard something about two of you's property.
Getting cleaned up?
Yeah, it's looking better all the time.
Of course.
Not much. Is that the one down at the end?
We're definitely a working shop.
Oh, that one, yeah.
That was it. Oof.
The only monumental thing that I know that have a great deal of impact on us is that the last Restoration Enhancement Board meeting last week, we gave the state a grant of $250,000 as part of a much bigger project. They are going to do a black rockfish stock assessment in Oregon. They're going to do it from tip to tip. Come in and do a bunch of transects. They're getting ready for the PFMC to do a black rockfish stock assessment in 2021. So this data will be ready for that. That is probably the biggest single stock assessment in terms of impact on fisheries that they do. So, I mean, that's kind of an interesting balance, because we could get good news. I think we'll get good news. I think they're going to say there's a lot more rockfish than we thought there was. We may not. And if we don't, then that drops the harvest cap level, which then could impact us down a little. But nonetheless, I thought that was a big deal. And the other thing I would like to do, again, we did this at the budget meeting, but I'd like to compliment Kim and the staff on the budget.
Absolutely.
I thought it was really well done. And like I said, I understood it, which It's scary. So, anyway, that's my comments.
I have a lot of people to thank tonight. I've been absent. Had some medical issues that I had to take care of. It's been about going on over 7 weeks now. I'd like to thank Richard, Ken, and Wesley, and Joe for keeping these meetings going. I didn't lose a moment of sleep. I didn't call anybody. I didn't ask any questions until I got home. I always call Danielle. I don't call Travis. I don't call Gary. Danielle disperses my information. We have a great board. We do have an election that's going to be final tonight. And, you know, Wes Riccioli has been an outstanding, in my mind, in my opinion.
See you guys.
Super. Well, we don't know. We don't know. I'm just telling
you.
However it goes. However it goes. You've been an awesome asset, Wes. And I want to thank you for your appointed time. And where you're on, we don't know yet. But so, also with Ken saying, I've came back, I've been gone for a lot of weeks away from the board. When I came back, I noticed tons of good stuff. And some of the topics tonight in discussion, I hope I never come across as a boss or a road commissioner or trying to fill your plate up more. Believe me, I realize your guys' scope of your work every day. I'm glad every one of you stayed here. I look forward to getting the election over tonight so we know we've got a good, solid 2 to 4 years for this staff, you know, and know, you know, know that this board is not a shenanigan board. This board is as good as it gets anywhere. So it's good to be back here tonight. I missed everybody, and I think tonight's meeting was an excellent meeting. The agenda was not only done, not only long, but where I think it needs to be. So with that being said, and always, Richard, your fishing reports are very valuable. You've been doing those here for the port for a long, long time. So hopefully you catch some fish and...
DOJ.
Oh, DOJ. Let me get my DOJ report. Our official guy that comes down to the port, his name is Mike Brothers. There is nothing to report. Mike has been very professional. He's been very to the point. He asked a lot of questions. The answers are not easy to come up with because some of these, this whole thing goes back to 2015. So some of the questions he's asking are very difficult to remember. A lot of records, record keeping was sketchy. But there's no conclusion from the Department of Justice. There is no indication of any wrongdoings. There are no indications of any criminal injustice at this time. Mike has said that to me. And all I can tell you is that Mike Brothers is, I think that he's doing a very, very good job, a very thorough job. Obviously, it's been going on for, I want to say, maybe coming on 2 years. The DOJ has been working. But there's literally nothing to report because the leading investigator has not had any input to report. There's still an investigation going on, and until Mike Brothers or the Department of Justice or the Attorney General says it's over, or it's basically up to the Attorney General's office, is what Mike says to me. And sometimes when Mike talks to me, he'll say, I'm waiting on direction from the Attorney General's office. So, you know, the two things being said, The one thing being said, to me, from the investigator, there are no criminal, you know, findings at this moment. So if it's been being investigated that long, I'm hoping that it will soon be over, but there's no telling. Like I said, this has been going on 2 years. So I don't have any answers for you. If I did, I'd tell you for sure. But I don't want the public to know more than anybody. Whatever they find. So with that being said, I'll pass the comment section on to Wes Ficcioli.
Staff? You guys are tens. That's all I have.
Absolutely. Thank you, Wes. Joe?
Gary, Travis, you guys are doing a great job with and the staff, and I enjoy working with you guys. Yeah, Danielle's my secretary.
Okay. Our
semi word, can we please tell Joe what a motion that was tonight from him?
What?
When you made that big long motion, that was great. Oh. Coming on.
He's all proud of himself, too.
That was Danielle's word. She goes, it's on the bottom, read it.
That's better than mine.
Our next regular meeting will be June 18th, 2019, 6 p.m. in this very room. With that being said, this meeting is adjourned at 8:30, Tuesday, May 21st, 2019, 8:30 p.m.